This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller along with Torch columnist Bruce Mitchell. This is the Bruce Mitchell audio show for Friday, September 5th. Bruce, why don't we begin, and I think I know how this is going to go, with some talk about Unforgiven and the pay-per-view coming up on Sunday. We've already talked a little bit about the scramble format. We know you don't like that, but we will talk about the matches that they have announced so far. We can probably get through this relatively quickly. Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, first of all.
Well, you know, one thing we need to talk about is tickets aren't going so well for this show. You know, for pay-per-view.
So you're trying to say you're right and I'm wrong?
Not exactly, because I tell you what, and one thing's kind of disturbing about it to me, you know, tickets are not going very well. I guess they sold 6,000 or 7,000 seats.
Yeah.
You know, I believe it's in Baltimore. But that's not so great for, you know, a live pay-per-view show in a major metropolitan area.
Yeah.
ought to do well. And,
yep.
it has for years and years.
Well, and it's also, what's scary about it is Michaels Jericho has been really well done.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can blame the scramble matches if you want, but, you know, maybe we've been overrating the drawing power of Michaels Jericho. It could be a larger trend. It could be they went back to Baltimore too many times in a row.
That's true. Michaels Jericho, you have to look at it like that. And then the other one to me you have to look at is the ascension of CM Punk. And they've been careful about not making him the focal point of the ticket volume, but he is a major factor in the television, and you know he's one of the stories around which Raw revolves, and that's going to drive some of your ticket sales. Some of that excitement of a new character ought to be there, and I don't know if it is or not. But.
Well, and Bruce, you get into the issue of do we blame CM Punk because he's not ready to be in that spot, or do we blame the booking of not booking him as someone who's even worthy of your time, or, you know, he's just kind of a fly-by-night, hasn't earned it type guy? And you could argue both sides. You know, people who think Punk wasn't ready, this proves it. People who think Punk was ready and has been poorly booked, this can be used to try to prove it also.
Yeah, and, you know, it's also one of those deals where it's a major test, but it's not the only major test.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you look at the scramble match concept. You look at Michaels and Jericho. And as great as I think Michaels and Jericho is, particularly since you made fun of me last week, so now I have to think it's even better. You know, that there's that sense of watching something that doesn't fit in with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's more serious. That's more adult. That's got more layers to it than the rest of the show. And whether that kind of hurts it when you're a little bit out of context of the rest of the show, whether that hurts it or whether it hurts the rest of the show. That's there. Whether it's Jericho is not accepted as a major heel, even though he's playing a major heel, and even though he's playing a major heel, you know, well, it's that part of it. I mean, you got to figure Michaels is still Michaels. I mean, but as far as you want to go that far, I mean, he's been on top for many, many, many years in many, many situations. And
I would say before we get too deep into drawing conclusions, not speculating, not wondering, but drawing conclusions, to be honest,
right,
would be let's look for a pattern. Because it could be one town. It could be, you know, maybe they're appealing more to kids, and kids are thinking a lot more right now about school, and parents are. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hate to make excuses because that's what promoters do when the product sucks, but there may be a case of a number of, you know, economic and timing issues could be at play.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what you said, the pattern. You know, the pattern hasn't revealed itself. I do think the scramble concept hurts the focus of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because even that show, you know, Raw Monday night, and, you know, they had the Battle Royals, and more than one Battle Royal and more than one build-up to the scramble match, because one of the problems with the scramble match, you can build toward Royal Rumble, you've got this tradition, and you've got all these subplots you can play within the 32 men in the Royal Rumble. There's all kinds of ways that you can push it, including pushing the Royal Rumble itself, and you can, you know, you push the feuds and the titles and everything else within that. But the scramble match has got five guys in it, and you got to get them out there. You got to have them interact with each other, and it's an awkward number of people to interact with each other.
Yeah,
and I think that's part of it too. And I really shined up. I mean, I didn't think about it as much as I didn't like the scramble match things for all the things I've said. But Monday night, you know, what do you do besides throw them in a battle royal?
Yeah.
To get them to interact in ways that, like,
well, there's
really
more
push
you can
that.
Do, but I just don't think they had – I don't think they did a great job because the focus has been on Michaels Jericho as a singles feud, and it did feel a little rushed. The whole, you know, they didn't have 5-6 weeks to promote. They had to turn around quick after SummerSlam, and I don't think they left themselves with much in terms of singles rematches. But I think there were, you can build feuds within a 5-person match where people, you look at it, you know, where you've got someone saying, I'm going after you in this match, and build up, you know, some interpersonal issues. But there's a reason they dropped the Survivor Series as a format with a 8-man and 10-man tag matches, the elimination matches. It, you know, it wasn't something that they enjoyed booking, and it wasn't something that drew really well. So, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
And, you know, you talk about Raw, well, you got SmackDown, too, and you've got ECW, too, that you have to do within this same concept. And it starts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also don't think, with the exception Michaels and Jericho, with the two of them booking it themselves to experienced guys, well, putting a lot of thought and understanding their own characters, I don't think that.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Back hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter, where you can have it delivered to your doorstep all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.